Hello there, boxing fans around the world. Thank you for joining me once again here on Talk and Fight for another episode of Boxing News Today. And today we're going to talk about exclusively the Tyson Fury-Alexander Usyk fight, the so-called fight of the century. Maybe it will become another thriller in Manila, another rumble in the jungle, but we've got two heavyweights set to go toe-to-toe for the undisputed heavyweight championship, all four belts being on the line. And what's interesting, I think, has been the change in heavyweight culture from an American winning constantly, quite frankly, going back to the 20s. I'll have more to say about that in a few moments. But realistically, this is going to be a clash that a lot of people have been looking forward to, and a lot of people cannot predict the outcome. So I thought it'd be a lot of fun. Absolutely. It's going to be a tough call. I don't know. I don't know who I'd put my money on, to be blunt. I mean, I want Usyk to win, but I don't know if he can. I don't know if he's big enough. I know he's skilled enough, but let's see what the pundits have to say. Let's start off with Teddy Atlas. Teddy Atlas is picking Usyk. Usyk because he knows how to win. I know Tyson will be ready, best he can be, but it will not be enough for Usyk. That's Teddy Atlas, great trainer, man well-respected in boxing circles, and that's what he has to say with respect to who he thinks will win this particular bout. In days gone by, we would talk about, you know, the baddest man when we're talking about Mike Tyson in particular. But again, going back to, as I was saying earlier, the 20s when we had that Jack Dempsey, an American. We also had Americans like Joe Louis, Rocky Marciano, Jack Johnson, Sonny Liston, not to mention Muhammad Ali, Larry Holmes, quite a few other, George Foreman, quite a few other American heavyweights, our very own Timothy Witherspoon. Americans were constantly seen battling for the heavyweight championship. Not this time around. We're seeing from Ukraine, Alexander Usyk, and we're seeing from Britain, Tyson Fury. Go toe-to-toe, and it's going to be good. Let's have a look and see what other people are saying, because quite frankly, the fighters themselves didn't have much, for once, didn't have much to say of relevance. I went through a few of the media interviews, and it didn't get much. I'm sure you didn't either. That's why we're going to take a look at, first of all, the stats. These are interesting because they are so darn equal in practically every category. Let's start off with, let me put on my glasses here and have read here, quite small writing, courtesy of ESPN. Tyson Fury lands 4.1 jabs per round and 40% of his power punches, or 8.4 per round. Fury opponents land 6.6 punches per round, sixth fewest among championship caliber fighters and second fewest among top heavyweights. Fury opponents land 4.5 power punches per round, fifth fewest among championship caliber fighters. Usyk, keeping in mind five fights at heavyweight, lands 4.9 jabs per round and 39.9% of his power punches. Usyk opponents at heavyweight land 19.3% of their power total punches, sixth lowest among championship caliber fighters and lowest among top heavyweights. Neither fighter much of a body attack at 22.6% of Fury's landed punches are body shots, 19.7 for Usyk. So let's have a quick look at total average thrown per round. Fury last 15 fights, 44.8. Usyk last five fights at heavy, 49.6. The division average, by the way, is 44.1. So both slightly above average. Total average landed per round for Fury, 12.5. Usyk, 13.3. Division average, 14.3. Again, a little bit lower in that particular category. The percentage thrown, 27.9 for Fury, 26.8 for Usyk. Division average, 32.4. Body landed ratio for Fury, as I said, 22.6 for Usyk, 19.7. Anyway, it's down the middle, right down the middle. I'm telling you, it's right down the middle. They're both undefeated. Fury's being trained by Sugar Hill Stewart. And, let's see what ESPN says here. He's evolved into a power puncher, sitting down in his shots, blending the Kronk style, which is great fundamentals, discipline, and effective aggression with precise footwork and deceptive upper body feints to position himself for his lethal combo, a jab that turns into a left hook, paving the way for his right cross. But he also uses roughhouse tactics, they add, bludgeoning his opponents while fighting inside, using his size to lean and smother the opponent's body, which is where I think he has a slight advantage over Usyk. All orchestrated to drain their resolve and stamina. Fury even provides a purposeful jab, miss, maneuver, seizing control of adversaries' heads and putting them in a guillotine headlock. The pass can quickly be seen in every fighter as Fury shows a blend of Jack Johnson's cunning, patience, and precise defense, forged by Jack Dempsey's punching power and tenacity. Wow. Okay, let's have a quick look and see what they have to say about Usyk. Usyk, on the other hand, they say, evokes thoughts of Gene Tunney, the fighting Marine, who preferred to let his fists talk, away from the business complexities of boxing, focused solely on his legacy. Usyk's mastery of footwork and positioning is similar to that of stablemate Vasily Lomachenko, with his weak side attacks, left side of right-handed opponents, exploiting orthodox opponents. Usyk uses his size to his advantage, darting in and out of range with various indirect feints, freezing and deceiving more prominent heavyweights, outpositioning them at every level. Wow, good stuff. Courtesy of Timothy Bradley Jr., who we all know. I believe he's a Hall of Famer. Anyway, so the whole point is those are his takes on the two fighters, but no prediction. Former world champion David Haye predicts that Oleksandr Usyk will win on Saturday night against Tyson Fury, but he's not sure if the judges will give him the victory in their heavyweight championship fight taking place in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. Haye notes that WBC champ Tyson Fury has had problems fighting southpaws in the past, and now he's facing one of the best ever heavyweight southpaws in IBF WBA WBO champ Oleksandr Usyk, 21-0, by the way. Haye mentions that Fury has had problems his last fight when Francis Ngannou turned southpaw and looked clueless. And that was against a fighter who had never boxed before. Haye also mentions that Fury has had huge issues in his clash against the southpaw Otto Wallin, who backed him up against the ropes and worked him over in a close fight. Haye's prediction: I do think Usyk is going to win. Whether he gets a decision or not is a different matter. I thought Ngannou beat Tyson Fury. If Ngannou can beat Tyson Fury in a 10-round fight, then Usyk can beat Tyson Fury. Interesting. Khalil Sajjad, over in Riyadh, reporting for BBC. Let's have a quick look at what he has to say. He opens up with, Tyson Fury versus Oleksandr Usyk is pugilism's World Cup final. The best versus the best. A cliffhanger episode to draw the eyes of the world, he says. But let's see if he can make a prediction here. He talks about Tyson's Fury rise from a leisure center in Wigan to a Norfolk showground to a slow-burning superstar. He's worked his way through smaller venues into the starkest of spotlights over a 16-year professional career. The only predictable thing about Fury has been his unpredictability. So let's have a quick look and see if... Wow, what a heck of a story. He goes into who his first coach was, how big he was. Come on, I want to see. I'm guessing he's picking Fury here. Sparring to date, fight against Price, size alone. On size alone, Fury should be a clear favorite against former cruiserweight King Usyk, but a lackluster performance and controversial points win against boxing debutant Francis Ngannou in October has tightened the odds. Fury has been here before, though. His ability has consistently been questioned, and each time he's come up with answers. It wasn't seven straight stoppage wins that attracted attention in the early part of his career. Instead, an uppercut that glanced off journeyman Lee Swabey's guard and into Fury's own face to become an unwanted viral moment. Come on, I want to see a prediction here. Fury. He boxed Klitschko's head off and took him to school, said Frank Warren. Tyson changed the landscape of the heavyweight division, Warren adds. And if he hadn't vacated the belts because of potential personal problems after the Klitschko fight, he would still have all those belts. Aesthetically, Fury does not resemble a typical elite-level athlete. You couldn't beat a fat man. He mocked Klitschko before a scheduled rematch that never happened. What a heck of a long article. This is on BBC.com, by the way. Oh my gosh. You get to the end of it and they go, who wins? Tyson Fury, Alexander Usyk. Vote now. Buggers. All right. Okay. Let's move on to Bob Arum and what he has to say. Quite frankly, AJ's trainer, as you know, is Ben Davidson. He's gone back and forth over the years. Anyway, Ben Davidson acknowledges the world would be desperate to see Tyson Fury fight Andy Joshua, but would back his fighter to beat Alexander Usyk in the third encounter. So this is a story written by John Dennen. He's also over in Riyadh right now. Anyway, he says Tyson Fury could fight both Alexander Usyk and Andy Joshua twice, quoting Bob Arum. Fury, as we all know, just said, faces Usyk on Saturday when they fight for the undisputed heavyweight. An agreement is in place for Fury to fight Usyk a second time, a rematch that would be expected later this year. It would leave their nearest rival, Andy Joshua, waiting for the winner. But Top Rank's Bob Arum, who co-promotes Fury, remains eager for him to fight AJ. Arum explained his vision for Fury's future. There's a rematch with Usyk, so we'll have a rematch. If all's well with the boxing gods shine on, there'll be a couple fights with Andy Joshua as well. And Ben Davidson, Joshua's new trainer, has been worked with Fury, has overseen his stylish recent wins over Otto Wallen and Francis Ngannou. Everybody's desperate to see the Fury-Joshua fight, he acknowledged. I've got a good relationship with Tyson. I've also got a fantastic relationship with Andy Joshua, and I've got loyalty there as well. Davidson also believes he could lead Joshua to victory in a third fight against Alexander Usyk. He says a lot of people are talking about a Usyk-Joshua third fight. That's because they can see a path for victory for AJ now, Davidson said. I'm extremely confident we'll be able to prepare him for victory against Usyk in a third fight. I'm really confident of that, so that's something we're really keen for. But with respect to this upcoming fight, he offers no prediction. So, responding to, hey, Carl, Fury round 7, stoppage job done. I'm hoping it's not a draw. My goodness. That would be awful if it was a draw. We've been talking about a clog in the heavyweight division for about 3 years now, and a draw would not be good. You know what? With respect to who I'm really glad that Tyson Fury has been able to temper his emotions in this and keep his verbal assaults to an absolute minimum, leaving the assaulting to his dad, I suppose. I'm really looking forward to just a simply a great fight. But based on those stats I was quoting earlier, we're going to see a heck of a battle. And I think what we might say a slugfest. You know, we talk all the time about ring IQ and generalship, but at the end of the day, you know, this is going to be a heck of a battle. It really is. I said earlier, is it going to be fight of the century? But will it be akin to Rumble in the Jungle? Thrill in Manila, absolutely. This is going to be one for the ages, without a doubt. But I do want to quote a couple of things that the American media were saying, because again, like I said, the heavyweight battle this time around for the undisputed bragging rights here, it'll either fall into the hands, unless it's a draw, which I hope not, fall into the hands of the Englishman Tyson Fury or the Ukrainian Alexander Usyk. ABC News had this to say. Tyson Fury danced and sang along to some of his favorite hits during a light workout Wednesday evening, 3 days out from his undisputed heavyweight championship clash with Alexander Usyk. England's Fury, 35, wrapped his hands to the tune of AC/DC's anthem, You Shook Me All Night Long. He glided around the ring with trainer Sugar Hill Stewart and pumped his right fist to the beat of The Killer's Mr. Brightside. Actually, that would be fun to watch. I'm having fun. I always do, don't I? Said Fury. Telling ESPN, following his 15-minute brief workout at the Open Air Entertainment Hub at Boulevard City. All these fight weeks, I enjoy. See, these are the kinds of things I like to hear from Tyson Fury, not the kind of crap we've heard from him before. Anyway, the winner will be crowned boxing's first undisputed heavyweight champ since November 1999, when Lance Lewis, that great Canadian fighter, defeated Evander Holyfield in a rematch. Lewis, who will be ringside Saturday, and Holyfield are two all-time greats, and so are Fury and Usyk, says ABC News. It's rare for any heavyweight to be recognized as one of the pound-for-pound best in the world. Usyk is number 3 on ESPN's list, and Fury is number 10. It is the fight of the century, said Fury, who had suffered a cut in sparring that delayed this whole fight. An undisputed heavyweight championship fight has never happened in a century before. We're looking forward to putting on a fantastic show. And that's exactly what I want to see as well. As we all know, Tyson Fury's resume features a classic trilogy with Deontay Wilder, the Bronze Bomber. That includes 2 wins and a draw and the final bout named ESPN's Fight of the Year and Knockout of the Year in 2021. Fury's been boxing's lineal heavyweight champ since he upset Ukraine's Vladimir Klitschko in 2015. Now, Fury will meet another Ukrainian, Usyk, who, like Holyfield, is a former undisputed cruiserweight champ who went on to win the unified heavyweight championship. Usyk, 37, did so by defeating Anthony Joshua in a pair of bouts, spoiling plans for a Fury-Joshua bout that would have represented the biggest fight in UK history. Fury still hopes to meet Joshua next year, but will first look, as I just said, according to Frank Warren, toward a contracted rematch with Usyk later this year. Turki Al-Sheikh, the chairman of Saudi Arabia's General Entertainment Authority, told ESPN last month the return bout is slated for October 12th or 13th. After that, if Fury wins at least one of the 2 bouts, there are plans for a matchup with Anthony Joshua next year. Alrighty. But again, no prediction from ABC. All right, let's see what CBS Boxing had to say. Boxing expert Peter Kahn just locked in his Alexander Usyk versus Tyson Fury picks and best bets for Saturday night. So let's see what he has to say. Fury is the betting favorite. Okay. Risk $115 to win $100, while Usyk is priced at 105. So bet 105 and you might win 100. So again, pretty even. The over under for total rounds completed is 10.5. With the over favored at 275. Before making any Usyk Fury picks, make sure you see the boxing predictions and betting advice from Peter Kahn himself. So come on, you true boxing insider, you pundit of the boxing world. Let's see your prediction. Where the heck is it? Kahn is uncanny when it comes to picking fights. He's an astounding 51-13 on his last 64 Sportsline's boxing picks, returning more than $4,000 to $100 bettors. His notable wins include telling Sportline members to back underdog Ryan Garcia against previously unbeaten super lightweight champ Devin Haney in their fight in April. And anyone who has followed him has seen massive returns. Come on, come on, I'm waiting. Now with Tyson Fury versus Alexander Usyk on deck, Kahn has studied the matchup from every angle and released confident picks for the fight. You can only see those picks at Sportsline. Oh, what a windup. Nope, he won't let us have it. Oh, man. So that leaves us to pick. So, well, the Americans care because, if I'm not mistaken, pay-per-view, and everybody wants to see the numbers. Now I know, what's it, £100 million or something like that is on the line, for Fury alone, just in terms of cash payment from the Saudis. So that kind of money resonates long and hard around the world, I'm sure, in the boxing world. But, you know, that kind of money realistically is made in a single season by other athletes as well, in other sports. So we keep that in mind. But yeah, the Americans do matter for the pay-per-view numbers alone. And I'm not saying an American fighter needs to be in this fight to make it world-class. But it is interesting to float through the American media just to see what they have to say about this fight and whether they do deem it a fight of the century or something worthy, as opposed to the NHL playoffs or Major League Baseball's season that's underway finally. So anyway, I guess what we have to say is you can choose your favorite. I guess it depends where you live. Anyway, thanks for joining me. Appreciate it very much. Appreciate your thoughts, Carl, and all the other fellows who joined me online today. Stay tuned. I may or may not be online tomorrow. Depends how much I have to drink. But anyway, remember to like, share, subscribe, hit that notification bell for me, and we'll see you later on talkingfight.com. Cheers.